Welcome to the Luke Page Podcast and my brand new series, 30 Days of Running an Online Coaching Business. Guys, over the next 30 days, I'm going to be posting a new episode most days, giving you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a coaching business and the ups and downs that I go through as I take it from a six-figure to a seven-figure business. So you don't miss an episode, make sure you click subscribe. And if you'd like to catch the video version of these episodes, follow us over on Instagram where we post them at Luke_Page. But anyway, let's get into today's one. Here we go. I'm tired, but I'm feeling good right now. I want to celebrate something. I don't think many people would celebrate this thing if they were in the same shoes as me. Welcome to day 12 of my journey to building a $1 million coaching business. So here I am in bed working from my laptop. I was up at 5:15 this morning. I had a 7 a.m. call, group coaching call with my program, TLC. Then I caught a train into the city because I had an in-person podcast, which was the Make Men Great Again podcast by Scotty Andrews, who's an old client of mine. We had an awesome chat for over 2 hours, but at the end of it, I was pretty drained. So I went to jump on a train to get home and they kept on getting delayed because there's something going on the tracks. And I didn't get home till like 3 p.m. And I had a task in the afternoon to do to reach out to a bunch of podcast shows to see if they want me on as a guest. By the way, if you've got a podcast and you'd like me to come in as a guest, reach out to me. And because I was kind of drained, I said, you know what, I'll just do it tomorrow. This little voice saying, Luke, just do it tomorrow. Yeah, so I moved it into tomorrow's calendar. And then a few minutes later, I had another voice say, hey, Luke, you said you're going to do that task today. So fucking do it. So here I am in bed. I've just done the task. And I'm feeling good, even though I'm feeling tired. Feeling good because it's a breakthrough for me. Because in that moment, I had this voice, the empowering voice, was the one that got me to move. And when you have these two voices, a voice that keeps you where you are and the voice that takes you to where you want to go. And depending on which one you listen to is depending on whether you stay where you are or whether you go to where you want to go.